Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:32 on a Friday morning from Cambridge 105 Radio, Cambridge Breakfast, and it is our regular Friday food club, a neighbourhood cafe by day with fresh bread from its own bakery and a casual pizzeria by night, serving sourdough pizza from a wood-fired oven using locally sourced ingredients. Scott's opened on the Mill Road. We've got Scott with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You worked in Vancouver and New York.
Yeah, so I moved to Cambridge in 2015 from London after working in restaurants. I started working at Fitzbillies. And my plan was never really to go to Vancouver, but the opportunity came up to go on a working holiday visa. So we moved out there and I worked at a barbecue restaurant in Gastown.
Right.
Called Peckinpah, which was amazing. It was so busy, so fun, really fast-paced. Learned a lot about barbecue food. I'd worked in a barbecue restaurant in London, but not to that kind of really slow cooked meats.
And New York as well?
Yeah, then we moved from Vancouver to New York for a year. I actually didn't work in restaurants when I lived in New York. I worked with my wife, who worked for Rebel Kitchen. They're a coconut milk company. So I ended up kind of hammering the streets trying to sell coconut milk for a year.
Which I would say in New York is a pretty easy thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, there was just a lot of dairy-free milks out there in New York.
Okay. So it's already a crowded market.
Very saturated. But I did get to go into a lot of delis and eat a lot of sandwiches, so that was good.
And has that influenced your style at all, as we see it in Scots?
Very much with the sandwiches. Everything being made to order. We actually had a lady yesterday that said it was too much bread. So, that's kind of a good sign to me, is that it's a big sandwich. Mm. You want to make sure that when you get it, you feel really full afterwards.
Mm. You were involved then with Fitzbillies when you came to Cambridge. Was that sort of fairly early on in Tim Hayward's tenure there? So 2015, already, I guess he already would have taken it on a couple
had it
of
for
years.
About 3 years, right. Actually. So my main role when I first started there was to work in the evenings because they used to do a dinner service. But after a kind of about 6 or 7 months, we decided it wasn't really the right avenue for us to go down, focusing on the day trade. But yeah, working with Tim and Alison was really, really fantastic. They're a great kind of partnership.
Mm.
Lots of really good ideas. Obviously, Tim's wealth of knowledge in the industry is really helpful.
And how much of that then goes into Scott? So how did you, when you thought, let's sort of dissect this a little bit, shall we? From the perspective, first of all, of the building and where you are. It's corner of Kingston Street and Mill Road, fairly prominent building, but you've done a lot to it on the inside.
Yeah, we've completely stripped it apart. The ceilings were quite low from the Golden Curry days, so we've completely elevated it all to make it a nice airy space. And to be honest, a lot of it was my ideas and of where we should go with it and where the openings should be, and I kind of designed the whole space. With the kitchen, but
it does feel very open when you go in there with the tables and the counter and I guess the kitchen area towards the back.
Just wanted to make a space that people feel really homely in, and having the open kitchen so people can see the big pizza oven and having that kind of like fast flow service was something that I really wanted to push.
Were you worried at all in the sense that, you know, we knew only a couple of years ago it was the Curry Queen, which was pretty successful place. Then they changed it to
Onnie's Wine Bar,
which we thought, oh, fantastic, that's a great idea, a wine bar on Mill Road, of course that's going to work. It didn't. And then you guys moved in. Was there any doubt that you were just thinking, maybe?
I always just looked at the space and the where it is and the positioning and what you could possibly do with that space.
Mm.
Onnie's didn't really change that much inside in terms of the aesthetics. They just kind of gave it a coat of paint. So we really wanted to make it our own space and make it feel like something that we had done rather than it being an iteration of Golden Curry.
Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, I was cycling past and I could see that you were just changing everything. And also the speed at which the work was carried out as well. I was really impressed. I mean, it was like, how long did it take?
It feel that fast when you're in it every day. It took about 3 months, actually. But it all came together really quickly at the end. We kind of opened with the build, still pushing the builders out. So any restaurant open, you're kind of like brushing the builders out at the end, just like wanting to get the doors open after months of renovating.
And did you look about you at the other buildings and businesses that are, I guess, on the Mill Road in general, but particularly that top section on the, shall we say, the gasworks side of the bridge?
To be honest, I had an idea in my mind of how I wanted it to look, and we wanted to expose a lot of bare brick. And luckily, when we started pulling the walls away, we found some bare brick, and that kind of helped shape where the bar would be and the space in general. So it was kind of an idea that we had, and then it just kind of developed as we started renovating.
Mm. And the menu, both in terms of, well, what's on it, I'm sure people want to know that, but also, again, sort of playing to the character of the Mill Road. We've discussed this before on the show, the gentrification almost of some parts. You see it with Alex Rushmer's Van der Lyle, for example, to a lesser extent with Maurizio's, a little further along. There does seem to be, shall we say, subtle changes in the style of businesses on the Mill Road now.
I always wanted to do something where people could come and get a really quality plate of food, really. So that was kind of, to me, it was always going to be, we have to do a really great brunch, we have to have some things on for lunch, and we have to have, I always wanted to do pizzas, but I don't want to be a complete pizzeria. I wanted to kind of have that element of it.
It's important almost not to have it early on in the day, so that your other sandwiches and the like can shine through. And I know it's a lot more than sandwiches, which you'll no doubt tell us about.
Yeah, so we've got, we're using a lot of Mill Road Butcher's ingredients on the brunch. So we've got a kind of big plate, which is like a black pudding, portobello mushrooms, house-made meaty beans, bacon and sausage, both from Mill Road Butcher's, and sourdough from the bakery. So it's like a real collection of homegrown ingredients on the plate. But in terms of the rest of the menu, we just wanted to kind of have a bit of variety so everyone that came in could have something. So there's vegan options, there's kind of Middle Eastern options in shakshuka. Mm. And then on the lunch side of things, a couple of nice salads, a wedge salad, which is a real American kind of treat salad, so to speak. And then the pizzas at night.
Is it true that, I noticed this on your website, and is it true that you actually do or have people on your behalf roll the kegs around the corner from Calverley's Brewery into the Scots?
We would like them to roll them at least once, but at the moment they've been brought on bike by the...
By bike? That's it's even worse.
So I guess they are rolling, so to speak, but... No, so we really wanted to have local beer, so we've got Calverley's on taps now, two lines, a kind of Kolsch-style lager, which will kind of feature probably quite regularly, and then a keg of the moment.
Oh, Kolsch is very dangerous, I feel, from experiences in Germany with Kolsch, oh dear.
I was going to ask, actually, you got lots on coming in from the butchers across the court. Has Mikey been in to give his seal of approval to the breakfast?
They have. They have. They were very happy.
He won't complain there's too much bread, will he? But it's good. We hear a lot about people saying locally sourced ingredients, but there's not many who can cross over the road. You don't even have to look at the moment, do you, either?
No, it's great. So we're also using Culinaris in one of the pizzas.
Oh, yes.
So we're using Mangalica, which is a Hungarian hot kind of chorizo salami kind of meat, and then Nduja, which is a raw pork, really hot again. And they're the Mill Road Butchers and the Culinaris, top-selling pizzas. People see those, they're like, it comes from there.
So even within the branding, it's not just ingredients. It's when you look down the menu. Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're supplying most of the things, so they need to be recognised for it as well, really.
And you're cashless, which I find interesting. I'm trying to think if I've ever come across a bar or something which is... Is that by accident or design?
We decided to do it as a test run on our soft opening. And no one actually really had anything bad to say about it. So we thought, let's just go for it. It makes it really easy. We've got three tills, all of which have got their own dedicated machines, and they all link together. So to have three separate cash drawers just adds an extra element of things that we need to keep on top of.
I guess when you go in a bar sometimes and there's maybe they've got two people serving and you're delayed simply because the other person is half ahead, if you like, of where you are, which like slows everybody down, doesn't it?
Yeah, one of the things that, especially after working in Fitzbillies and some of the other like really fast-paced pubs that I worked at, is that you just have to get the people through the door, sat down with the plate of food as quickly as possible with no kind of hindrance, and to go cashless kind of helped that a little bit.
Okay, so opening hours now. You're working, it's called Scott's All Day. You're working all day from...
Well, I've got a baby at home, so...
Oh, my goodness.
I'm a one-year-old, so I'm working as often as I possibly can be. So our opening hours from 8 a.m. until 10 p.m. At the moment, we're not doing pizzas Monday, Tuesday, but we have just signed up with Deliveroo, so we're going to be opening on Monday and Tuesday evenings soon.
Mm.
Okay, oh, so you're the wrong way round. So you'll be selling your pizzas out rather than bringing pizzas in on delivery. So my brain is going all strange ways this morning. That's great. Well, look, Scott, thank you very much for coming in. Good to see you. I dare say us two will be holding the occasional editorial meeting up a corner over the next few weeks and months. So
great. Well, thank
best
you
of
very
luck.
Much.
Now, do come back and tell us how things are going. That's Scott from Scott's All Day. It is now open on the Mill Road, and it is also 8:43.
Cambridge 101.